Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 103 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to talk to Matt Horn from Matt Horn Barbecue in Oakland, California. I check back in because his 2018 was phenomenal. We get all into that, and then we talk about 2019 and what you guys can look forward to, what we can all look forward to. Such an inspirational guy, such a passionate person when it comes to life as well as barbecue. It really does come across, and without further ado, we'll get into this. If you like what you see, like what you're hearing, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on anything. But enjoy this with Matt. Good morning, Matt. Good
morning, man. How you doing today?
I am doing all right. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Grateful.
I want to just jump right in and talk about, you had a great 2018. Do you want to, can we talk a little bit of some highlights and what that was like for you?
Yeah. No, definitely, man. 2018 definitely was, 2018 was a really great year in terms of, growth, understanding where we are, where we're going as a brand. Our pop-ups continue to grow. That was always a learning experience because every opportunity I have to cook is always a learning experience. So to be able to go out and cook as much as we were cooking, because I was cooking a lot of food, man.
Yeah, you were.
And then, you know, where every time I cook, I'm just like, you know, I got to get a bigger pit. I got to get a bigger smoker. And so to be able to go out and do that, and then also to interact with everyone that came, because, you know, they're coming to me and, you know, my wife's working the register. And I'm at the block, so I'm like high-fiving it with everybody, handshaking, you know, giving bumps. And it was just really cool to be able to do that, man. And then that was awesome. And then we cooked at AT&T Park.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. How was that? And I'll try to put a link to that, or at least if you people search your Instagram, they could find it.
Yeah, Nike had an event where they, you know, rented out AT&T Park. And grateful to be able to get hired to do that job. So we did that, and we were like the only ones to have an offset smoker out there on the baseball diamond.
that was awesome.
It was just, it was a lot. There was a few different companies that put that thing together, man. They were awesome. You know, they were based out of like the Seattle area, Oregon.
But that must have been so surreal to be standing there.
You know, it was. It really was. And, you know, the whole time I'm just like, okay, I want to make sure everything's on point. I want to make sure that, you know, the food is, you know, cooked to perfection, you know, the best of my ability. And they were like, hey, you know, we want to come up and kind of introduce you guys to everybody. So they introduced us. And while we're up there on the stage, I can kind of see, like, while I was talking, I was like, I was just, you know, like, thank you. And then I can kind of see, like, in my peripheral that it was on, like, the big screen.
Oh, that's really cool.
Kind of saw it move around, but it wasn't until afterwards where I saw it, like, on pictures or on a video that we were, like, on that huge jumbotron screen. I was like, wow.
that is amazing. And that's something that not a lot of people, like, even barbecue people, would ever experience. It's a very unique experience.
Definitely. So that was cool, man. And then literally just as we closed out the year, literally just – in a position where we're just like, okay, we need to find, you know, kind of find like our home, you know, kind of have like that set place of where we're going to be. So we've been actively trying to find a location.
So do you feel, I guess that's a good transition to 2019. Do you feel like that's going to happen this year, or you're going to push for that?
You know what? I feel in 2019, you know, that a flagship location will come. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're, you know, we're pushing for. We're hoping that we can work it out, because one of the biggest challenges is just finding, one, the right location, but then also somewhere to be able to house, you know, Lucille, you know, my smoker and her friends, you know.
What have you ordered another smoker, or do you have just Lucille?
I'm in the process, man, now, right? You know, just getting another cooker, you know, just to be able to handle capacity, because we did what we've done with, you know, what we have right now. I've tried to make it work. It's been like a kind of like an educational piece where it's just like, you know, we would run out and you just kind of have to kind of explain the guests, because, of course, we're grateful that they come. But just to kind of, you know, explain, like, hey, you know what, we cook to capacity. And in order for us to deliver our product fresh and, you know, do what we do, this is all we have right now, you know. So that was a challenge. But like I said, man, 2018 was a beautiful experience, man. It was a learning experience, and we're grateful for this year, man.
How many different cities did you cook in? I know you cooked in Los Angeles.
We cooked in Los Angeles. We did our stuff in the Bay Area.
In Texas, right?
We went to Texas. I got with the Brewer's Table with Chef Zach Hunter. And that team over there is just amazing, man.
Was that Evan Leroy, too?
Evan. So Zach was just like, hey, man, if you're going to come out this way, like, it'd be cool to do a dinner. And then just the fact that I'm just like, yeah, of course, man. Like, like anything, you know, like whatever you guys want. Because him and Jake over there, they have a beautiful program, beautiful restaurant. And then he was just like, well, why don't we get Evan Leroy, you know, to be a part of it. And I've always loved Evan. Evan is just like,
well, he's awesome. Stud. He's a
yeah, he is, man. And so these guys came together and we put this thing together, man. And it was like a vegetable focus. It was like real focus on vegetable. And that was something that was a little bit different, a little bit out of my comfort zone. But pretty much what it did was kind of force me to, you know, be creative and kind of come up with something new. So we ended up doing that. And, you know, the event was sold out. Everyone enjoyed it. That was awesome. And then, you know, to be able to meet everybody that came and, you know, everybody showed up. It was cool.
It looked beautiful. It looked like a beautiful experience. It just, yeah. And I think that's one thing maybe I'd like to kind of touch on with you a little bit too, is that a lot of people who watch this are aspiring to kind of do what you're doing. And you've always approached it with positivity and with determination. And so is there any advice that you can give someone that is just starting out? Because you haven't been doing this for a really long time. It's kind of a short time if you look at the scheme of things.
You know what? I would just say for anybody looking to get into it, just, you know, figure out, okay, hey, you know what? This is the direction that I'm going to go. Of course, you want to put thought into any idea that you have, but just go out, do it, make it happen. You know what? When I first started out before I even had my cooker, and people, you know, they know the story, are familiar with the story, some people, but before I even started out, I was just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go out and do it. You know, my wife, she was just like, well, what are you going to cook on? And then I'm just like, okay, let me tackle this first. Let me get something to cook on first and then go to the next step. So kind of just, you know, having a clear plan about how I was going to do it. Initially, it wasn't like, hey, I'm just going to start off doing pop-ups. I started at the local farmer's market. Mm-hmm. I tried to find different events to, you know, kind of go and be a part of or join as a vendor. So, you know, doing things like that. But I would just say go for it, you know, and just be relentless. It may seem tough. It's hard work, of course. I didn't realize when I got it, you know, before I got into it, I was just like, hey, you know, I'm going to go in, I'm going to cook barbecue. It is very hard work, especially to be able to do what we do and just the dedication and commitment to the craft.
And stay consistent.
Yeah, right. And consistency, you know, consistency is definitely, you know, essential. But just to go out, do it, have fun, enjoy what you're doing. So as long as you love and enjoy what you're doing, like, you'll never work a day in your life.
And it shows with you. It shows that you love it. And I definitely see that. And also, too, if people are watching this and they want to be able to connect with you or at least eat your food this year, what would be the best way to get a hold of you? Or just to, I guess, Instagram would be the best way to follow you.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, Instagram, you know, usually with Instagram, if you want to just, like, reach me, like, directly, mm-hmm. shoot me a DM, I'll respond back. If I don't get back to you within a day or so, I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. Instagram is great. And then also our website, hornbarbecue.com. Okay. We're putting a lot more information on there. And this year, what I want to do, because last year I would kind of just, you know, kind of put the pop-ups out there. This year I want to kind of have it where people have an idea where they can kind of plan around it. Because it's kind of, you know, just trying to find the different locations to do it at. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important for us to try to find just a location, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that. We'll have like a schedule on the website and everything like that.
So kind of a month or two in advance, maybe at least 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, that's smart. That's good. That's good for people. Yeah. They'd like to plan. And also people that are planning from LA to come up or.
Absolutely. And we had a bunch of people flying in, and that was another thing that we were grateful for, man. And I was just like, wow. And it's like, when I put the pop-ups out there, they're about a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of time. So it's just like for people to, make plans around that and everything. Like, we were grateful for that.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to make plans around that too. So it's a real thing.
Definitely. And we're excited, man.
Well, cool. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you for what, because the future is just, it's so bright. I have these three questions that I ask people, right. But they're kind of random. But if you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what would be an ideal or a dream job for you?
Wow. I wasn't cooking.
Or as,
I don't know.
As a kid, was there something you wanted to do?
You know, I was real big on sports. So, of course, you know, I wanted to get into sports and do that and everything. But it's like once I started cooking, like not even just cooking in general, it's a peace came over me, man, that I just can't explain. So it's like I truly enjoy cooking. But if I wasn't, you know, I don't know. That's a tough one, man. Probably like working with children, you know, probably working with children.
That would be fulfilling, too.
Definitely. No, definitely. Yeah.
Second question is, what are you listening to right now, or what's your favorite album?
You know what? I listen to I listen to a lot of Jay-Z, and I listen to a lot of Sinatra.
Nice. That's an interesting mix.
It is. It's like I'll listen to the new Jay. I'll listen to, you know, Jay, Nas, and then I'll listen to, you know, Sinatra, or I'll listen to Dean Martin, or like Count Basie.
That's eclectic. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
Usually when I'm like trimming or cutting meat or just like cooking in general, literally. So it's like, I'll probably have a mashup once we do open up a spot, like kind of have a mashup of kind of like Muddy Waters, some Frank. Just kind of like, you know, kind of mix it up, kind of have like a cool vibe, you know?
And it's a different vibe. It's a great vibe. That's really.
Yeah.
Well, nice. That's it. And that's like a Matt Horn vibe, really. It really is. Definitely. You'll have to make like a Spotify playlist that people can listen to while they cook.
Right. A little bit of Encore by Jay, and kind of mix it up and Fly Me to the Moon, you know.
If anybody has the chance just to shuffle through, because Jay-Z is amazing, but if they shuffle through Sinatra, they'll be surprised how many songs they know and that are.
It's so awesome. I love it. The style, the class.
It was a cool time, a really cool time for music.
These guys are icons.
Definitely. And then lastly, what's your favorite restaurant right now that's not barbecue?
Favorite restaurant right now that is not barbecue, I would say Brewer's Table and Junie SF. Junie is a sushi restaurant. It's like, yeah, it was, yeah, the chef over there, I mean, literally gives you a story and tells a story with each dish. And they're literally, as he's preparing it, he's giving you the story, give you the preparation of it. And it was just like, it was a beautiful experience. I was taken away. They recently got a Michelin, well, they maintain their Michelin star that they have. And amazing. And then Brewer's Table, like the things that Zach, just in that time period while we were there, just some things, just his thought process on what they're doing there at the restaurant. And it's crazy, man.
Yeah, I want to visit there so bad.
I was just kind of like, wow. But then the food was just amazing.
So from the location to the food to the thought process behind the food, it's
they're doing an amazing job. Yeah. They're doing an amazing job. Yeah,
that's great. That's actually a great shout out, and I definitely want to visit. I'd love to go visit there and film there and talk to them, because I think that
you'll love it.
Excellent. Well, Matt, thank you for what you're doing. I know there's a lot of people that shoot me DMs and say like, what's Matt up to, and like there's a buzz around you, because I think people really like they love your positivity and they love your passion.
I appreciate that. And thank you, man, for, you know, even allowing me to come and, you know, speak with you and everything. I'm grateful.
No, I'm
you keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. I'm just happy to call you a friend. Definitely.
Oh yeah, bro. Family.
Family. Well, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Friday.
All right, bro. Sounds good, man.
Great talking to you. Hope to see you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.